some of the guys that are looking for these types of these women?
I've been separated over 2.5 years. You want somebody to spend the second part of your life in the best way possible. I think I deserve it. I deserve a second love.
It's a real mix of guys that are going over there. Some of the, and this thing is very interesting. I don't know, these women are going to explain it, but I think what happens is that...
What's up?
These guys sign up for the website.
Yeah.
Then they go over to Russia.
Uh-huh.
They have a beauty pageant. The guys get to watch the beauty pageant, and then they write down who they like or something. I don't know how much this applies to this site, but in the documentary I saw, then the guys get to meet the women, they talk to them,
if
they have any sort of a
chemistry.
And then there's like some potential rumored mob involvement, and I think this site's job is to keep it on the up and up. I think
absolutely
they're trying to keep it professional.
People are looking for love.
Yeah.
These days, I'll walk around the corner and we'll run into her, and I'll know it. She'll know it, and we'll go back to the United States, and then I'll just come over here for vacations with my wife.
A lot of these guys are romantics. They just want to meet a beautiful woman.
My hope would be to meet somebody that I could have a serious relationship with.
See, a lot of these guys aren't just looking to get laid. We've got these women that have come all the way, thousands of miles, to chat with us today.
Yay!
And explain what is going on and answer questions about what to look for in a Russian bride. I don't think these women are married currently.
They're both single.
Maybe they're looking right now for a listener of the Playboy Morning Show that wants to spoil their very own Russian bride.
Oh, nice.
This is Inga and Zoya.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into the mini mansion right now. All the way from the other side of the world.
Oh, and wow. Looking ladies. Divine.
I'm married both
hot
you.
Hot little mini skirts.
Right now at the same time. These women must know, the first trick they must know is American guys love legs because they're both showing off their beautiful legs.
Hello, beautiful women.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Kevin.
It's good to see both of you.
Good morning.
That's very nice. Yes, indeed, ladies. I like it how they both sat down. Neither one of them crossed their legs. That's a good sign.
Thank you so much.
Ladies, how much of what I just said is accurate? Like, I don't understand. I saw this documentary, and it showed a beauty pageant. It showed a contest. It showed men coming over to meet the women. Is that stuff going on, or are you guys a different thing altogether?
You can do different things on the website. You can just write the mails to the men that you like, or the men write a mail to you. Also, you can do live chat, which I like a lot, because you can use video, and you can see somebody, and you can chat. But you can't give the information about your mail address or whatever. This information you can't exchange.
You cannot exchange
that. No, you cannot.
Now, when I hear that you can't exchange information, I think that this thing is... I always think it's shady or like what's going on? Is there a guy that somehow... I'm talking to some dude in Russia. This is really you girls, right?
Yeah, because I will explain you. If you want to register on the website, you need to go to the interview with the manager of the website.
Right.
You need to bring your papers, your passport, all the information, your pictures, so they will look at you, they will talk to you, they will check your background, and only after that they will post your profile. And
wow.
Also, they like check you all the time. They call you and they ask to confirm the information.
Really?
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, they can call you like once in a month and to ask, what did you wrote to this guy or that guy? And... yeah, so you really need to know what is going on the website with your profile, whom you're talking to.
Inga, you're in the country. You are single right now.
Yes.
But you're looking for an American man. Is that what you want?
Yes, I look an American man.
Yes, I am American.
What Wonderful. Do you look for in a man, Inga?
Excuse me?
What?
what qualities do you like a man, you know, American man to have?
Что ты хочешь от мужчины американского?
Ooh, the
curses. First, I look man for love.
For love first.
Yes.
Love is first.
Yes. Also serious. I think everybody want handsome.
Yes.
With sentence of humor, something like this.
Right. Now, when you
so came, hot and funny
came all the way here looking for a funny hot man, and you stumbled right here into the mini mansion. Am I disappointed? I mean, is this worth the trip?
Is this it?
Are you upset you got a one-way ticket when you look at this?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, she's...
She's upset.
She likes you.
Oh, and I think she said she was upset.
No, I think she likes. She's smiling at you.
She told me she likes you. She told me she likes you. She just answered yes because she likes you.
Oh, yeah, yes, because she likes me. Now, now, ladies, would you ever?
Kevin just sat up all proper.
Stop it, Anthony. Would you ever both marry the same man? Any situation where it's two wives for one man or no?
No way. No way.
No, never. No. You want your own man?
Yes, I want my own man.
Is the goal here, like, a family? Is it you want to have a credit card? What is it you're looking for?
I'm looking for a man for marriage with whom I can have children because I really want a lot of children. And I want to live in a big family with brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. I want to have a huge house.
And you can't get that in Russia or the Ukraine? Like, I don't understand. Men are just different over there? They don't want that?
I mean, they want, but there is a statistic, and it's official information, that it's 16% more women than men in Russia. So it's 1 million of women is like can find a man there. And also, nowadays, you can travel abroad. Mm-hmm. We are not in the Soviet Union anymore, so we can go around. And if you go to travel, you have more market, you know? You have more opportunity to choose and to make better deal.
Right.
So this is why we, like, Russians everywhere, we travel and we...
Russia sounds like a party at the Playboy Mansion. They've got a very heavy girl-to-guy ratio. There's too many women. There's horny women running through the streets of Russia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they can't find men. I mean, you two are both beautiful women. You have great bodies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you... There's just no men.
No, I mean, you can find men, but you can look more, you know? Why to stop only in Russia if you can check people in a man in Great Britain, America, right. Germany, France, everywhere. So you, while you're young, you can have opportunity to date with different people, and right. then you will choose whom you like. Maybe it's Inga, choose the Italian one, man once.
Yeah.
I've been dating two men from Great Britain.
You are dating two men from Great Britain right now?
No, I'm single.
Single, right?
I was dating before, yeah.
And you dated Inga, an Italian man?
Yes, with Italian man.
And very horny, those Italians, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever consummate the relationship with the Italian?
Sexy.
Yes, I met with him 3 years.
3 years you were
yes,
with him?
Yes, 3 years.
And the sex was good?
Sex, normal.
It was very good?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the Great Britain man?
I want to keep it personal because, yeah, I think that women should have mystery, and I don't want to talk about that
now,
on public.
Let me ask you this, though, because America, I thought the goal, the number one goal is to meet an American man. But where does how does the system rank? Like, if you end up with an American man and then she ends up with a guy from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Are you like, oh, man, she's got stuck with the Jamaican dude.
No, I mean, it's possible, you know. In America, it's a multicultural country. So I have a friend from my school, and we were the best friends, and she's married in America with Indian guy.
Right.
So
Indian guy
in America.
Like, look, Kevin, my husband's Korean.
That's right.
And he's American.
That's a good point.
See?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
So in America, you can meet anybody, Italian, right. French people, Russian.
But I think what Kevin's asking is that, like, more impressive if you go home like, oh, I married an American.
Is an American
despite
like
the ethnicity.
Like a black belt.
The clout of Americanism.
I get, yeah.
Is that a better one?
I think that's, yeah, probably most of the girls, they will say, wow, great, yeah, and they will be like jealous because, and they will ask for maybe your American husband has friends or whatever. Because, yeah, people like to look abroad and people like, you know,
yes,
people know that America is a great country and it's a lot of like public relation about the great life here,
yes.
You know, a lot of on TV, you can see like everybody is like celebrity when you see the Hollywood movies. Like
who's
everybody.
The big celebrity in, I mean, the big American that everyone in Russia likes?
Yeah, good question.
I don't know. Inga, do you have some idea? What? Who? Кто нам больше всего нравится в России из знаменитостей в Америке?
Some movie star?
Yes.
Who is it?
Yeah, just...
Like Brad Pitt,
like
Johnny Depp.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Oh, you like older men.
What? He is fat and fugly.
No, he's a legend, Andrea. He's big. Plus, you know, they could be getting the movies delayed. They may have just gotten the original Batman.
Ah.
So they may be looking at old Jack Nicholson.
You know, I think I got an answer. I like Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, he's cute.
That's the kind of guy you would want to be with.
You know, I like also older men.
Older guys.
Yeah, older guys I like.
What I think is is it mostly older men that are looking for the Russian brides? Or I know it's a mix, but I mean, is it a lot of older guys?
A lot of older guys.
It
mostly
is.
Older, yeah. Because, you know, the young guys, they date in America, an American website. But this Russian one is like for more serious relations, for marriage. And young guys, they are not ready for marriage. They like to date, but, you know, meet once, twice, three times, but not more.
There's no commitment to marry, because it sounds like both of you met a guy, you dated for a while, had sex, had a good time, but didn't get married. So it's not like you meet someone, they fly over, and you have to marry them right away.
No, of course not. But
I thought that's how it worked. I thought they came with a
certificate.
No,
nothing's written in stone.
I didn't realize. So you meet a guy, you talk to him online. Maybe you talk to a few guys online, right?
Yeah.
And then you pick the one you like. And then will they pay to fly you out?
Actually, they fly to Russia.
They fly
to Russia.
Necessary for first time.
Kevin, so you have to be affluent. You can't be broke. Like, you have to have money to even do this whole thing.
Right, or a buddy who's, like, going to Russia that you could catch a ride with.
Well, yeah, but you still have to pay, I'm sure.
And then you come to Russia, and then they meet just you, or they meet everyone?
Of course, they tell that they come only for me, but we know that they probably have, like, 10 more dates.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. So
you're saying American men are liars for sex.
Not everybody, but it happens.
No, they all are. That's true. So they come to Russia.
Yeah.
They meet you. Is there a beauty pageant? Is that right? A bikini contest where the guys get to see you or no?
No. It's like sometimes they do these shows, but we never participate in these kind of activities. They just come. Agency Anastasia arranged like 10 appointments for them.
Okay.
With 10 different girls. They met the girl in a restaurant, wherever they decided to. And after meetings, they choose pick one or two or three, and then they continue communication. Maybe they flew the girl to the country where they live, and or they go to travel together if they like each other. So,
how are the Russian women shaved for the most part? Because it's cold there.
Kevin!
Can I please repeat the question?
Yeah, Andrea, maybe you could make that more clear.
Wow. What is the trend of shaving?
We do waxing or...
So nothing?
Or laser.
Oh,
waxing or laser?
Yeah, it's new old technology, you know, the laser. It's very popular now.
Because a lot of the women here that do the waxings are Russian, right?
Yeah, a lot of... I think, actually, Kevin, that's very observant of you.
Russian women come here for a better life, and they spend 8 hours a day pulling hair off of other women's vaginas.
Yeah.
Should have stayed in Russia. Ladies, I want to know if men are listening now, and they're saying, this sounds like a sweet deal. I want to go to Russia. I want to meet a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take her around the world, spoil her.
Yeah.
What's the first step they have to do?
The first step, they need to go to the website, AnastasiaDating.com, and they need to register the profile. Then they can start sending to the girl that they like.
Right.
And then they can also use the live chat, which I already mentioned. I like it a lot because you can see the person with the video.
Does a man ever on the live chat, sitting there, goes, please... take off your
shirt. No way. Never.
That doesn't happen.
No, it's on the up and up, Kev.
But what do you wear for a live chat? I mean, you want to sex it up. The guy's looking at you. You want to look good, right? You wear something like this, like a little pantsuit.
Yeah, like Russian women, they also always dress beautiful. Even like, you know, we call it.
Try stay night and day. Try always stay beautiful.
Always beautiful.
Yeah, always heels, always beautiful dresses, makeup.
It's so bizarre to me.
Hair, many girls.
Like, I hate getting ready. I hate going out, but it's something you guys just do on a daily basis.
I love it.
I hate it.
This is habits.
It's a habit.
Yes, this is habits.
You learn at a young age in Russia that you put on heels before you leave the house.
Sure.
You make sure you're lasered, that you are lasered or shaved or waxed.
Yeah, manicure, your hair done, and you have your makeup and your costume, your dress is beautiful and nice and ironed and clean.
What about lingerie, sexy panties, the whole thing?
Sure. Yeah. Every girl's like it.
That is nice.
That's so weird to me.
What part of Russia are both of you from?
I'm from St. Petersburg.
I am from Moscow.
And did you all meet through this website or were you friends?
We just met like 3 days ago.
Let me ask you this. Can women try to get a Russian bra? Like if I'm a lesbian? If I'm a lesbian.
I never had this experience. Nobody sent me a mail.
Are Russian women as experimentive as American women? Because I know most American women have hooked up with girls. How is it in Russia?
Maybe somebody. Maybe.
Like college?
Yes, maybe.
Russian women are more conservative.
Really?
Yeah, because for many years we had a Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Period. So you couldn't hook up? Like,
no lesbianism during the Soviet Union.
Yeah, no lesbianism.
Really?
No,
I think I would kill myself.
That was Gorbachev's policy. Right?
No, now Russia more open. Now different situation. We have a lot of TV program about sex. A
lot of sex. Now you can have sex in the street.
Not maybe in the street, but
it's more open.
Yeah.
I understand, because when Gorbachev was there, no one wanted to even look at that thing on his head, and then it would not make
it was
you,
a birthmark.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wouldn't make you horny for sex, because you'd see that all the time on the billboards. You'd say, I don't want to have sex. Now look at this guy. Looks like he spilled wine on his face. Right? Is that what you would think to yourselves?
No, probably, yeah.
What is a deal breaker when American men write you a letter? And they introduce, or anyone, any country really, they write you a letter. And what's something that you would see and you'd say, I'm not interested?
No.
Not that guy. Mm-hmm.
If he will write like simple things, like sometimes you can see the person do copy and paste and they forget to change your name. So let's say they put, hello, Marina.
They just send the same letter.
Sometimes they do the copy paste.
How lazy!
Russian women do not want to be called by the wrong name, apparently. That's a good thing we learned.
Yeah.
I would like to tell
That's
you something
so nuts.
That I would write. Kevin. That I would write to you.
Please, Kevin.
And you tell me if this is good or not. Mm-hmm. I would like to settle myself in the entrance of your core. Then drive myself inside of you. One deep, powerful thrust. One potent male stroke that fills you.
No, it's not my man.
That's not for good. That's not good.
Not
for the first time.
Not for me. I mean, somebody maybe would like it, but not for me.
I read that off of the romantic novel website we were on earlier with Andrew's grandma. I would not actually write that.
No.
I would not write that. So it's just get to know each other. And then are you back to Russia soon or are you staying here in America?
We are staying. I'm staying until 28th so far, April 28th. And
I'm soon come back to Russia.
You're back to Russia?
Yeah, this Saturday. Yeah.
Is that set when you go back to Russia? Is that like losing? Do you feel like you lost?
No.
So are you here to see men that you met online, or what is your purpose for being here?
Just to meet us?
To meet you, of course. Yes. Thank you so much for inviting
us. Of course, our pleasure. Yeah. You girls are awesome. But did you come here to meet guys that you met online?
Yeah, we have some dating.
So they flew you out?
No, it's Anastasia. We came with Anastasia.
How did the dates go?
Wow, so they must be rich.
How did the dates go?
The dates? We are going to have dates later.
Later today?
Yeah, later this week.
Oh, where are you going? Do you know?
Yeah, let's crash them.
I don't know. It's a surprise.
Restaurant?
Yeah, probably it will be some
hotel?
Restaurant, yeah.
What happens?
Kevin, they're not hookers, they're brides.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I go to hotels sometimes when I'm hooking. Ladies, when you go on a date and it's not good, like the guy is boring you,
yes.
can you just say, I'm out of here, peace out?
No, you can't say this.
You sit through the day.
You have to be.
Yeah, you have to be polite, and you have to spend at least like 1.5 hours, probably something like that.
1.5 hours.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Call my friend and say about call me back.
Oh. Yeah, save me.
You do that
the
trick.
The 911 call.
You do that in Russia too. You say call me and say there's an emergency. Right? That's what you say?
Yes.
Actually, I didn't have this situation because before you met somebody, you exchange emails, you go with the live chat, then they call you. They call you through the agency. So you can hear the voice, you can see the picture, you've seen the person already with the camera.
Right.
And like how it can be bored or something if you was communicating with him before. It can happen if you just maybe exchange 1 or 2 emails and then you go for the date. You never seen the person.
Right.
So, but usually I don't go if I haven't.
You got to see them.
Yeah,
physical is important.
Yeah.
What do you think of this chocolate face man over here? Is that big in Russia? Do you ever see one of these before?
What up?
Of course, we have different people in Russia too.
Yeah, black people in Russia?
Yeah,
yes. Mostly students.
It's the country's biggest shame.
Yeah. We have a lot of university. People from all world come.
If you met a guy online and he showed up for the date and he looked like him, would that be okay?
For somebody, yes.
Not for you.
I mean, yeah, because I have another idea about my ideal man.
And it's not this one.
He's too young.
Right.
Oh.
Too young. Yeah. Young.
I think he's...
Young must be the Russian word for black.
You guys are the same age.
No.
Yeah.
You wanted... So, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, look at that. How, Inga, how old are you?
How do you think?
22.
22.
Are you 22?
Yeah.
No, how, Andrew, am I right? I don't know. Does it say?
I know how old she is, but
21?
It's improper to ask.
What do you mean it's improper to ask? Mm-hmm. I got to find out the information here.
The Russians are more polite than we are.
Make sure she's in my wheelhouse. 22? 23?
She's too old for you, Kevin.
No, really?
Yeah.
She's over 18?
She's over 24.
Oh, too bad. That's all right. You look good. You ladies look nice.
Thank you.
I think anyone would be lucky to make you their wife.
I know.
Do you
good
cook?
Luck.
Can you cook?
Yeah, sure. Every Russian woman can cook.
What is your specialty?
Ooh.
My specialty is the Russian pancakes with the caviar.
That's my favorite.
Hey, we should have made them cook today. How about you?
I like cooking borscht.
Borscht.
Which is more Ukraine dish.
Yeah.
It's a soup.
You would love
soup,
borscht. Yeah. Cold or hot?
Hot. Hot in wintertime and cold in summertime. Mm.
Mm. Girl, you're speaking my language.
Ladies, I just made a little gazpacho in my pan.
Okay.
Gazpacho.
You hear me say that?
Andrew, we want to invite you to Russia.
I would love to come.
Yeah, we will cook for you.
You don't want another...
You can stay in Moscow with Inga and in St. Petersburg with me. You're welcome.
Why would you want to invite more women to Russia? There's too many women there already.
But
have you seen me, Kevin?
Yeah, I know, but they don't want more competition. You should
There's no competition.
You should invite me and the chocolate face guy to Russia.
Okay, sure.
Let's go, Kev.
Can he stay with you?
Everybody can stay with me. You're welcome.
Oh, all right. See that? Geron, we're in.
Oh, Zoya, I love you.
See, the funny thing is, Geron will actually show up there because he's never turned out a free offer ever. So he'll just knock on the door in a few weeks.
Who's paying for the flights
Anastasia.
Out there?
Anastasia.
So, I haven't eaten in 3 weeks. Where's my borscht? Ladies, thank you. If you want to check out more and find out how you can get your own Russian bride or meet these ladies, the website is anastasiadate.com, so you can go there.
And this is the right way to do it.
That's because there's a lot of ways that are shady, right?
Yeah.
This is the good way.
You're trying to say there's a real way to do it because some ways it's run by the mob, right? The mafia is involved?
No mafia.
Not with you, but some places, some ways, yes?
No way. It's older thinking about Russia. Russia is...
Can I say... Excuse me. one time, a Russian president, somebody asked about mafia.
Right.
He answered, mafia? What is it, mafia? Mafia is an Italian word, not Russian.
Oh, take that. And that's when you started banging the Italian guy, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's right. She likes the bad boy thing.
Oh,
ladies, thank
awesome.
You. Safe travels back to Russia.
Thank you so much.
And thank you
yes,
for joining
thanks
us.
For coming
thank
in.
You, Andrea.
I think we just got married officially. I think that was part of the deal.
You and I, or you and them?
Us and them. We're both married now.
Nice.
Andrew and I both have Russian wives. Come back in a second with your lowdown.
It's the Playboy Morning Show. Featuring uncensored sexuality and hardcore thrills.
Women think size matters. Some women think size really matters, and some women think a guy's positions are what counts the most. Positions? Yeah, positions. It's those specific positions and angles that can really hit the right spot, especially in those hard-to-reach places. But do you have the sexual velocity to perform in these positions? Guys, some women might measure your manhood with a ruler, but most of us are measuring your sexual velocity. There's a product called Strovex. It's new in the United States, but apparently it comes with quite the reputation. Call right now and ask how to get a free supply of Strovex and your free sexual positions guide that might really help you hit all the right spots. Well, your sexual